welcome back to Success Made to Last. This is our Author's Corner. Today's special guest is Steve Brown. If you listen to radio, you've heard Steve's fantastic radio show. And Steve, we are so glad to have you on our program today.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Your most recent book is called Hidden Agendas. It has become a topic at many dinner parties that we've attended.
You're kidding, man. That makes me feel good. Listen, I may call you occasionally and say, would you repeat what you said to me?
Steve, why did you write Hidden Agendas at this age and stage of your life?
Because I'm old. when you're old, you don't care what people... You know, when I was younger... And I still wear masks. We all do. And we all have agendas. It's a part of being human. But when I was younger, I was trying to get a bigger church or a better job or more money or to get people to like me more or to be kinder to me or to give me something. But the great thing, and there aren't very many great things about being old, but one of the good things about being old is you don't care. I mean, you really don't care about any of those things, which means that you ought to read this book because I'll tell you the truth. And that's so, you didn't expect that, but that's the truth. When you get old, and if you say really stupid things, people just say you're senile and say you're old, and they cut you slack. So that's the reason.
Maybe God has waited on you to write this book because it's the right time and place where you can shock some people back to life.
You know, I don't know if I'd go so far as God had prepared. I'm a peon, and that's. But I do think that there is a sense in which I could not have written this before because of the experiences that God has put into my life. And I think now was the time. And, I've written a lot of books, but as I wrote this one, I thought, you know, this is really true. And this needs to be said. So I'm going to say it. And I did. And your kind remarks are something I'm going to live on for a long time.
Well, I mean it. Tell us about this national movement of authenticity. Is it real?
Well, there's a sense. Yes, it is. A part of it is not with our own choice. You know, we live in a gotcha culture, and if you want to keep your secrets, lots of luck. I mean, there are cameras on every corner. Everything you write is up for the world to see, and that's bad, and it makes me angry, and I don't like it, but it is. So there is a sense in which our culture with the technology has almost made us be more authentic and more honest than we were. But let me tell you something else. I believe there's a movement among people of faith. Part of that has to do with a lot of young people, and they're just tired of playing the games and pretending, being something they aren't, and that's a God thing. That's a good thing, and insofar as that happens among people of faith, then people will listen to what we're going to say, because frankly, and you know this is true, and I do too, we're often very phony. I mean, we pretend to be something we're not, good and pure and righteous and nice, and we're none of those things. We're very needy, and that's the reason for the Christian faith. And if we just be honest about that, I think people would listen more than they would. I, by the way, teach a course on communicating to postmoderns. And one of the things I tell students, it's a doctoral course, if you will take off your tie and quit being so religious, people will listen to you. You can go downtown and sit with the people that are not like you, and they'll listen to you. But as soon as you turn phony, as soon as you turn religious and pretend to be something you're not, nobody's going to listen.
I want to confess on this show that I'm sorry if I have ever come across as phony baloney to any of our audience.
You are so refreshing. You have no idea.
We have a greeting card company within our organization called Grateful Ears. If we ever offended anybody and they think we have a hidden agenda, I'm sorry. About that. on page 177 of Steve's book, which is our favorite, just walk around in your new shoes and try to be sensitive to the opportunities God has given to you to be real, to cut slack, and to set aside your hidden agendas. The people you touch will amaze you. Just don't duck. That is just so well written. I think that your writing skills have improved over the course of your life, because you're just talking to us general common people out here.
Well, I hope they have improved. It would be awful to live to be this old and not being able to write any better than I did at the beginning. But there are those who would disagree with you, but that makes me feel good for you to say it.
Steve, wrap up this author's corner with a note to our listeners on why it's important to remain humble.
Did you hear about the man in the club that they gave him the pin for being the award for being the most humble man in the club, and then they took it away from him because he wore it? You know, the reason the psychiatrist who said to the man who was coming for therapy, the reason you have an inferiority complex is because you're inferior. And the reason we get this crazy idea that we're wonderful and the world is built around us and the world is very fortunate to have us, and that's all nonsense. And so when reality smacks you upside of the head, the side benefit is a genuine authenticity and humility about who we really are. But with that being said, Jesus likes me a lot. Maybe even more than he likes you.
Steve, it's been our honor to have you on our show today.
The pleasure and the honor was mine. God bless you.
That was Steve Brown, author of Hidden Agenda. We just love him. Thank you, Steve, for joining us on today's special Success Made to Last Author's Corner. And as we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours greeting cards and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.